AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. In the Senate this evening.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing results of an effort to begin debate on a House-passed elections bill. The 50 Republicans voting no. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Every single Senate Republican just voted against starting debate on legislation to protect Americans' voting rights. Once again, the Senate Republican minority has launched a partisan blockade of a pressing issue here in the United States Senate, an issue no less fundamental than the right to vote.
Some GOP-controlled states have new election laws that voting rights advocates say will make it more difficult for people to cast a ballot, particularly minority residents. Republicans backing former President Donald Trump say the measures are about fighting potential voter fraud, which was virtually non-existent in last November's election. American Airlines cutting flights at the start of the busy summer travel season.
American Airlines said Tuesday it will cut hundreds of flights over the next 3 weeks to avoid overloading its operations. The cuts will come just as the summer air travel season is picking up. American spokeswoman Sarah Jantz said the airline will cut on average 50 to 60 flights a day for the rest of June and between 50 to 80 flights a day for the first half of July. On Tuesday, American canceled 130 flights, and by Tuesday afternoon, more than 200 other flights were delayed, according to tracking service FlightAware. U.S. airlines were barred from furloughing workers during the pandemic as they received federal aid, but American has a smaller staff after encouraging thousands of employees to quit or retire. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is AP News. The Delta variant is the cause of more than 20% of the recent coronavirus infections in the United States. Dr. Anthony Fauci says
our vaccines are effective against the Delta variant. Conclusion, we have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell tells a congressional committee it is expected that recent jumps in prices will soon subside, lowering inflation to a sustainable level.
As these transitory supply effects abate, inflation is expected to drop back toward our longer run goal.
Consumer prices increased 5% last month compared with a year earlier, the largest increase in 13 years. Powell blames temporary supply bottlenecks, especially for computer chips for new cars. And since prices fell sharply last spring, the start of the pandemic, the percentage of the increase is much larger. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.